Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for giving me this opportunity to be in your midst and to share the word of God. So when today morning, I'm going to read a verse from the Bible and we can meditate. Okay. It's going to be from Philippians chapter 1, verse 21. Philippians chapter 1, verse 21. I will read it to you in English. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Heavenly Father, we humbly come to your presence, O God. Father, let your name be glorified. Let your name be magnified, Lord Jesus. Give me grace to speak your word with power and authority. And Lord Master, whatever you desire, let it, Lord, come forth. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So as Pastor told me to speak this Sunday, I did not get a message till Friday. I was praying, I did not get. But then the Holy Spirit led me to this verse, inspired me to talk on this. So today I'm going to talk about to you living in Christ and dying is gain. Living in Christ and dying is gain. Here, we can see the Bible is saying, Paul is writing to Philippians, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain, he says. Let us look at the background of this. When we look at the background, Paul is in prison. And what did he write in the 19th verse? For I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through prayer and supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. So here, even though he's in prison, he is saying that this will turn out for my deliverance. Which one is going to turn out? Him being in prison is going to turn out for the deliverance, for his deliverance. How? By prayer and the Spirit of Jesus Christ. So, it continues to say like this. Let me read the 20th verse too. According to my earnest expectation and hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. Okay. So here it means like this, that me being in prison is going to turn out for my deliverance. That's what we read in the 19th verse. And 20th verse says that Christ is going to be magnified in my body. Who's going to be magnified because of this? Whether by life or death, Jesus Christ is going to be magnified. Okay. Everyone in the present world loves to live healthy, wealthy, and prosperous. Nobody wants to suffer. Nobody wants to be sick. Nobody likes that so. And everyone wants to continue living. If you say you're going to live 1,000 years, sometimes people are more happy, even 100 years. If you say you're going to live for 100 years, it makes them joyful. But here, Paul writes here, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. So dying is considered as a sad event. Dying is not considered as a joyful event in the world. It is considered as a tragedy, especially during these times of pandemic, many people are losing their lives. So dying is not a very good experience to the world. But the Bible teaches us a different story about dying. Even though it is bad in the aspect of the world, it is not portrayed so in the Bible. So today we are going to see three aspects of death a believer goes through. Three aspects of death a believer goes through in his life. Two of them is a necessity. That is, if you are a Christian believer, the first two, which I'm going to say, is a necessity for us. whereas the third will occur if the Lord's coming is tarried. Okay, let me go into the message before I go into this point. Let me go in directly into the message. Here, what it says is, Paul writes, living is Christ, dying is gain. So dying is gain for Paul writes. How can this be true in our lives too? Let us read, or what are the three aspects of death a believer should pass through? Let us read Romans chapter 6, verse 3 and 4. Romans chapter 6, verse 3 and 4. I will read it to you in English. Or do you not know that as many of us were baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in the newness of life. So the first death a believer should undergo or underwent is the death of ourself. We have to die of ourself. When did this happen? When you and I took baptism, what does it mean is we are baptized in Christ. We are baptized in his death. So when we are baptized in his death, means that we are buried with him in baptism. So when you die, you are buried with Christ in baptism. And as Christ was raised from the dead, we are also raised from the dead. So when you took baptism, what happened is you are depicting or you are portraying yourself the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are dying yourself as Jesus Christ died. You are buried with him and then you start a new life. And what happens is, here the Bible says, you're dying to yourself will help you to walk in the newness of life. Dying to self will help to walk in the newness of life. What does this mean? When you read the remaining verses in Romans chapter 6, I'm just going to touch certain verses, okay, so that it is a blessing for us. The sixth verse says, when we are buried with him, the old man is crucified with him. The old man, the old nature of me was crucified with Christ Jesus when I took baptism. And I'm no longer a slave to sin. When I was buried with him, I was no longer a slave to sin. Therefore, what the Bible says is, in the 11th verse in the same chapter, it says, count yourself dead to sin, but alive to God. In other words, when you take baptism, what will happen is you are dead to sin. You are no longer a slave to sin, but you are alive to God. So what the Bible says is we should not let sin to reign in our mortal bodies. We are not supposed to obey its lust. We should not make ourselves as instruments of unrighteousness. But what we should do? We should walk in the newness of life. We should be slaves to righteousness. We should be slaves to God. We should be slaves to holiness. When we are slaves to righteousness and holiness, we have an eternal life which is guaranteed for us. When you read the Bible, it is the commandment of the Lord to get baptized. Okay, when Matthew chapter 28 verse 19, it says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. When Peter preached his first sermon, when the people heard it, they were cut to their hearts. And what did he say? He said, repent and be baptized. So baptism is an important aspect or important thing that each person should undergo. So today, if any of you youngsters who are listening to me and are thinking whether you should get baptized, whether I should take the step of baptism, it is the Lord's commandment that we should be baptized. It is a necessity that we get baptized, because when we are baptized, we are baptized into his death. I know many of us are baptized, but we who are baptized should understand today that we do not walk in our sinful nature. We do not walk in the as a slave to sin, but we walk in a new life today. If you are returning back to the old life, if your old man is not crucified, what will happen is it means that you were not buried with him properly in baptism. You were not buried with him completely. That is why you can see many Christians, even after baptism, trying to go in different ways. You may ask the common questions is, oh, why these people after living have gone off track? One of the reasons is they do not realize that they have been baptized into his death. Today, Church of God, we have to realize that you and I are buried with him through baptism into his death. And the resurrection power of Jesus, as it brought him out of the tomb, also worked in our life, that when we came out of baptism, we will start a new life we committed. Today, let us rethink where our commitment is. Are we living in that newness of life? If not, today the Lord wants us to die to ourselves, to die in ourselves, that we will walk in the newness of life. Let us make that decision today that I will walk in the newness of life, not being slaves to sin, not being slaves to unrighteousness, but being a slave to holiness and being as a slave to righteousness. I will pursue the eternal life that God has promised to me. This is what it means, dying to self. God wants each and every one of us to die to ourselves. If there are passions and desires that are creeping up, which is from your internal thing, it is your duty to ask the Holy Spirit to give you grace to overcome it. Oh, God is sufficient to help you to end your struggles. Because the Bible says he is like a man who was tempted like us, but he did not sin. What did he do? He asked the Father for help. Similarly, also, let us ask God to help us to die out of ourselves so that we can lead a newness of life, so that you and I can lead a different life, not being like the old one, not being like the old life that we led, but we have a new life in Christ Jesus. Let me also go to the second aspect. Let us read John chapter 12, verse 24. John chapter 12, verse 24. The Bible says like this: most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. Here, these are the words of Jesus. What does it say here is, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it becomes more fruitful. So here you can see a seed. The second thing which a believer should die is, we have to die to the world. Okay? The seed will not be useful unless it falls into the ground and die. A seed will remain as a seed as long as it is in a cover, as long as it is in the shelf. But if it dies, what you can see is it will bear much fruit. It will bear great fruit. Today also, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 36, it says like this, what you sow, let me just read it for you. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 36. What you sow is not made alive unless it dies. So unless it dies, what will happen is it cannot be made alive. So if it is true for a grain of wheat, it is also necessary that we should also die to the world. The Bible talks like this, okay? Dying to the world is a necessity for a believer. Dying to the world is a necessity for you and me. What will happen if you do not die? The Bible is very clear. Even yesterday, Pastor repeated a lot of these verses, okay? In 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, it says, do not love the world or the things of the world. So we as believers are not to fall in love with the world. We are called to die to the world. If you want to be fruitful in your life, if you want to be a blessing in your life, you have to die to the world. Let us look at a person in the Bible who has not died. Okay, who has not died to the world. He was a very faithful person. Look at Demas. Okay, Demas in Philemon chapter 1, verse 24, it says like this, Demas was a fellow laborer with Paul. So he was walking with Paul. In other words, he was a minister for Paul. He was working and he was doing the Lord's work. But what happened in his life? Read 2 Timothy 4:10, it says like this, 2 Timothy 4:10, it says, Demas loved the world, and he left Paul. Let me read it for you here. For Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed from Thessalonica. So what is it? Demas was a person who was called to do the Lord's work, who was doing the Lord's work along with Paul, but at a certain time, he started loving the world more. When he started to love the world, what did he do? He kept the Bible aside, he kept the gospel aside, and he started to do his own life. This can be seen even in the Christian world today. This people, if you do not die to yourself, to the world, this can happen to anybody. It can happen to Demas, who was a fellow laborer in the Lord. He was a person who stood along with Paul. He would have preached along with Paul. He would have said exhortations. But what happened in his life is pathetic, that he left everything and he went after the world. If it can occur to Demas, it's a warning for you and for me too, that it can occur if we don't die to the world. If we start loving the world, the passions of the world, the desires of the world, you are in jeopardy. Your Christian life will be in danger if you start following the world. That is why the Bible says that do not be conformed with the world. Do not attach yourself with the world, but be transformed with the renewing of your mind. Jesus, also in his earthly ministry, he did not want people to try to make him a king, but he did not accept that. He did not want to make his own kingdom. Today we can see, even in the Christian world, people are trying to build up their own kingdoms. Instead of building the kingdom of God, instead of doing the work of the Lord, instead of doing wholeheartedly the things for the Lord, what are they doing? Many times they are trying to do it for their name, their fame, and for power, or for the things of this world. It is a big challenge for you and me that we should die to the world every day. That's why Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 31, he says like this, I die daily. What if Paul had to die daily? How much more you and I have to undergo through that process? The world can creep in any time. The worldly lust and the worldly pleasures can attract us because it is so beautiful with our eyes. But what is greater is the eternity is greater. The walk with Jesus is greater. If you know that, you would be ready to sacrifice. That is why the Bible says, for the kingdom of heaven is like a man who went and sold all his treasure and went and bought up things when he knew that there's something precious. You can see today also, where the Bible says like this, do not be conformed to the world or the patterns of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what that is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So if you want to know what the will of God in your life is, if you want to be pleasing in God's sight, the Bible tells us is, do not love the world at all. You have to die to the world. When you die to the world, what will happen? There will be transformation in you. The seed, when it dies, it cannot remain as a seed alone. It has to die. It will be transformed. And what will happen is, it will become fruitful. Similarly, you and I, when we die to the world, there will be transformations in our life, unexpected changes which occur inside, which will be portrayed outside as fruitfulness. We will become fruitful because of the transformation that takes place inside. So let us today ask God to help us to die to the world. Lastly, I would like to say one more death. That is the physical death we all know about. I'm not denying that any time there would be the coming of the Lord. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51 and 52, it says like this. Paul writes like this: We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of that eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. We know we are waiting for his coming. We as a church, we as believers are waiting for his coming. But we should also understand, even though the Lord's coming can be at any time, there are many saints of God who are called home before his coming. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8. Let us read that verse there. What it says like this, it says like this. We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. So to be absent from the body means to be present with the Lord. So sometimes, even before the Lord is coming, the Lord can call his saints home. We should understand that. And we should be also understand, when we are absent from the body, we are going to be present with the Lord. So there is a journey to go on. Even though, that's why I said at the beginning, the first two steps are a necessity, like dying to self, dying to the world. But the third one is death in Christ Jesus. There is a journey to go on till we reach the end. It could be the Lord's coming. I'm not denying that. But there is a journey that we should go on. If the Lord's coming is tarried, that we will have to go till the end of our death. That should be the goal of every Christian. The goal of every Christian should be, we should die in Christ Jesus. How could it be possible? I'm just going to say 2 points and then conclude. What does this mean? The goal of every Christian is, you should walk by faith and not by sight. In this world, when we walk, we should not walk by sight. If we walk by sight, we will fail. We should walk by faith of an eternal life, faith that God will lead us to eternity, and faith that he is preparing a mansion for us. A beautiful mansion is being prepared for us. The next thing what we should do in this journey is, we should run with endurance. Let us read Hebrews chapter 12. It's a very familiar verse for us. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Let me read it to you in English. Hebrews chapter 12. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. We have to run. if you want to die in Christ Jesus, you have to run with endurance. When we run with endurance, before that it says, lay aside every sin. In this race, you may be entangled. That's what it means. We have to lay aside everything. You have to keep aside everything, and you have to run with endurance. When you run with endurance, what will happen is you will be successful. Before that, what it also states there is, to whom should you look at when you run? You should look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our race. If you run with endurance, looking unto Jesus, you will be able to finish your race. You will be able to die in Christ Jesus. Oh, what a glorious thing it is. What a beautiful thing it is to die in Christ Jesus. When you die in Christ Jesus, what will happen is it will bring glory to the Lord. It will bring glory to the Lord. And also, we will be with the Lord when we die in Christ Jesus. You may say, how does it bring glory to the Lord? We look at the death of every saint in the Bible. Every person in the Bible brings glory to God. That's what Paul writes here also. Even if I die, Christ is going to be magnified. Stephen, when he died, Christ was magnified. Similarly, also, when we die in Christ Jesus, Christ will be magnified. If you die, if you are successful in your race and die, who is going to be magnified? Jesus will be magnified. Not only that, death in Christ Jesus brings not only glory to the Lord, it's also you are going to have your dream fulfilled of being with the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me conclude now. We need to die to ourselves. We need to die to the world. We need to die in Christ Jesus. If we die to ourselves, you have to walk in the newness of life. Dying to yourself will help you to walk in the newness of life. Dying to the world will bring transformation and fruitfulness. Dying in Christ Jesus will bring glory to the Lord. Just remember, we are in the last days. What does the Bible say? How did in Revelation chapter 3, when God is talking about the Laodicean church, what does the Bible say? Oh, he says, the church is neither hot nor cold. It is a lukewarm church. Just look at the present day of the church. Isn't that the same state? It is a lukewarm church. People are rich here. That is what the Bible says. It says they are rich. And that also says they are rich and they don't need anything. It says like that. But what does the Lord say? We are in these times. The Lord is knocking at the door. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. The Lord is saying, I knock at the door. He who has ears, let him listen to me. And he who listens to me and opens the door to me, I will come with him and dine with him, the Bible says. So this is what the Bible says. If you open your heart today, he is ready to come and help you. And what does he doesn't stop there? He says, let me read the Revelation 3:21. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne as I also overcame and sat down. So you will sit with Jesus Christ on his throne, you can see. So this is what we have to do. Children of God, in these last days, open up your heart. If the Lord is speaking to you, or to die to yourself, you know the condition. You don't need anybody to come and talk to you. When the Holy Spirit moves in you, let us die to ourselves. Let us die to the world. Let us run with perseverance so that Jesus would be glorified. May the good Lord bless you with these words. Thank you.